Experience with Jarvis Cocker. To sign up for tickets and full terms and conditions, go online.
Click bbc.co.uk/5live.
On digital and online, this is BBC Radio 5 Live.
With Tony Livesey. Coming up next.
Up all night from 1.
Right, let's take a holiday for the rest of the show. Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary claims holidays are a waste of time. He says he uses his own airline when he goes away, but he says he pays a fortune in excess baggage for his wife and 4 kids. So is he onto something? Are holidays more bother than they're worth? Think about the packing, the logistics, the waiting at airports, the worrying about the weather, the hangovers. You forgot to cancel the milk, the boiler's broken. When you get back, you've got 3,000 unread emails. Should we just give up altogether? Have you given up on holidays altogether? 0500 909 693. Kat Brown joins us from The Times. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Kat, and thanks for your patience. Graham Swain is here as well, broadcaster and journalist. Hello, Graham.
Top of the morning to you, Tony.
Good to speak to you, Graham. Kat, first of all, what do you make of Michael O'Leary's comments? Holidays are a waste of time.
Well, I think I made more of the point that he doesn't like travelling with Ryanair, which I think most of the country would agree with. And certainly I try and avoid them whenever possible. But I absolutely love holidays. I love all the anticipation of building up to them. I've got Labrador levels of excitement in the week running up to my holiday.
But what about the stress of, will the holiday be up to it? Will the best restaurant be near your hotel?
Well, to be honest,
will there be too many tattoos on the bus?
Not from me, thankfully. But basically, as long as it's not a restaurant that I see in my everyday life, I really don't mind where I eat or what I do. It's getting away from work. It's getting away from what you see on a daily basis and just being able to completely unwind and switch off, although that can take a day or two to get out of work mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Graham, you can't unwind at the airport, can you, though? They're probably the most stressful place
on the
planet.
Actually, Tony, it goes back to when you're packing the case these days, doesn't it? Can you get it all in the case under the required weight limit on the aeroplanes? Because if you're one iota over, you're going to get a huge, great surcharge.
Yeah.
And then can you find your coat with enough pockets to weigh yourself down to 25 stone to walk through? Because you don't weigh you, they only weigh the case. So then you're waddling through, and then, of course, when you get the other end, you're waiting in immigration for 3 hours with a coat that weighs 25 stone.
See, I'm getting stressed already. I'm not even going away.
You know, I have to get my case out about a month before I keep running backwards and forwards and putting little bits in it. You know?
And then when you've packed, you go back in to find if you put your socks in.
Yeah, then you put the scales on, you find you're 10 kilograms over. So you then spend another week throwing it all out, and then you're up all night worrying and festering.
Yeah, and then when you get to the airport, one of the cases is all right, but two are overweight, so you've got to open all three to spread the items around to try and make them balanced.
Absolutely, that's it. And then you're trying to think, how can I hide that from them? How can I hide this from
them? And we haven't even got abroad yet.
No, can I get my razor down my underpants, you know?
Yeah, and then you're worrying about what's your room going to be like. Is there going to be wall-to-wall cockroaches?
You've only got one pillow, and you've got rubbish curtains, so you need to take eye masks with you, and you need to take ear defenders with you, because the cleaners are making around the corridor and chatting each other up at 10 o'clock in the morning. You've been out on the bevy the night before, so you want to sleep in, and they're banging on your door to clean your damn room.
This is like the Monty Python Watney's Red Barrel sketch all over.
I'm never going on a holiday with Graham.
I persuaded Kat already. Don't go.
And Kat, then you've got you around the pool. You know, am I going to be sat next to someone wearing just a cheese wire for a G-string and that's it? And I'm going to be socially embarrassed for the next 3 days. The biggest stress of all, Kat, am I going to get a sunbed in the morning, or am I going to have to get up before the cock crows to put a towel on one so I can lie down all day?
Well, I think this is where the internet really comes into its own.
You can't book a sunbed on the internet, can you?
No, that's true. But you can certainly research where you're going to go and pick a hotel that isn't going to be occupied with sunbed hoggers and that sort of thing, that's going to be hopefully relatively cockroach free.
If you go to a hotel that says plenty of sunbeds on the internet, it just means it's a rubbish hotel and no one wants to go there.
Well, being a redhead with alabaster vampire skin, I'm basically cowering under the nearest palm tree for most of the holiday anyway. But I think the key thing to having a really enjoyable holiday is working out what you want from it. I mean, you only get a certain amount of time off work, so there's no point in just going on a holiday to the seaside just because everybody else is going on the holiday to the seaside, if you'd rather just go somewhere really, really quiet. And just that, doing that little bit of extra research on the internet can really make the difference.
One thing we have forgotten, Tony, is the Cairo two-step, drinking ice drinks in the sun.
Yeah. Oh, don't touch the salad.
And then, of course, have you packed all those in your case, and where can you get them? Does anybody understand what's wrong with you? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And then the medical bills when you get home, trying to claim it off your insurance.
Yeah, I spend all my holidays generally worrying about how much my car's clocking up in the airport car park.
Well, there you go. And then can you find it when you get back? Is it still there?
Yeah. And will a volcano erupt halfway through my holiday and I'll be stuck here with no change of underpants?
Will there be people getting drunk on the plane as well?
Yeah.
Because they've turned the oxygen levels down on most planes these days.
Of course. Yeah. So therefore you get
drunk quicker.
Sounds like you need some beta blockers before you go on holiday. Well, that's what you worry so much.
You do. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a worry. And how many times now do you have to produce your passport when you travel these days?
But on the other hand, once a year I go away with the lads. And frankly, I could go anywhere in the world at any time. And
you wouldn't know what you did anyway, would
you? We have such a great time. So maybe it's all about the company. If you're going with the right people, you don't stress as much because you're not that worried. You're going to have a good time anyway, Kat.
I completely agree. The best holidays I've ever had have been with groups of friends, yeah. Whether it's France or Spain or anywhere.
But do you really think so, Kat? Do you really think so? Because half the time you fall out, you argue, you get drunk, you fall out, you make up.
You're sleeping outside in the corridor sometimes
and all that sort of stuff.
Well, mercifully, thanks to the internet, no cockroaches. That's at least that. But no, I completely agree with you, Tony. I think getting together with a bunch of your nearest and dearest friends, probably rather than family, that's definitely a key ingredient to having a great holiday wherever you go.
And a couple of other things, Tony. One is, of course, you can guarantee that something will go wrong on the eve of you going away. Your fridge will pack up, the water, the washing machine will erupt all over the kitchen floor. You can guarantee that, can't you?
Well, what about, have any of the neighbours seen us leaving? Because I'm worried someone up the street's going to watch you leave and then break into your house straight away. So we always load the suitcase. Cases under cover of dark anyway, so that's stressful enough.
So you have to leave 12 hours earlier?
Yeah, you've got to, yeah.
Shifts.
And then I've got to rebuild my car out of cornflakes packets to make it look like it's still on the drive.
What about when you get back? The envelopes are lying on the floor. They've been breeding in your absence, and there's a sort of Mount Everest on your carpet, and you've got to wade through. And of course, you find there's the odd bill you've forgotten to pay, and then you've got a surcharge on that bill.
That's why in the last 12 months, all I've done is have two nights in York.
There you go.
Faye, give us a quick text.
Do you know, I'm exhausted listening to you two. I need a holiday after.
You're coming
all
away with me and Graham?
No, no circumstances. Hey. Adam says holidays are cool. New experiences, new memories, if planned well, can be relaxing and enjoyable. A 1 week holiday every 3 months. That's what I prescribe, says Adam.
I think that would prolong your life, actually, done properly like that, yeah.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be lovely.
Liz in Manchester says, and I agree with this actually, Liz. Liz says, I've had as good a time staying at home as going away. I think that so long as you have a complete break from work, it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, get out your routine.
But to be fair, these days you don't get a break from work because who doesn't go away with their iPhones, their iPads and every other form of communication?
I think we've learned from our mistakes now.
Yeah, I think Kat and I were talking about this outside. She forgot to turn her BlackBerry off once and that was murder for her.
Absolutely. And by the time I'd got to the end of the email thread, the whole thing had been sewn up, but nobody had told me and I just worked myself into a state of panic.
And you had to go down in the dark and run, didn't you?
So now everything's switched off.
But if you don't take your communication devices on holiday, you spend all 2 weeks or all week worrying what you're missing out on.
No, it takes a day or two to get out of the zone. But I completely agree with the staycation idea. I'm turning 30 in a couple of weeks and I've taken a week off just to basically hide around London, go and do all the stuff that I never do just by living
veg.
Here.
I'm going to veg.
Yes. And just go and enjoy the city and have some time off and that'll be great. And my phone will be off for the whole week.
Quick tech. I bet it isn't. I bet it's not, Kat.
My work emails will be resolutely switched off.
Yeah, quick text, Faye.
Yeah, there is obviously also the concern about cash and how to afford holidays. Gary in Newcastle says, holidays, what are they? A thing of the past, like money.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. If you can't actually get away, though, I agree with that other text. Just take a week off work and sit at home and watch rubbish daytime telly. It gets you through. You're getting out of your routine. Kat and Graham, thanks for your patience.
Happy holidays.
Graham, where are you going this year so I can avoid you?
You're always so pleasant with me, Tony. It's always a pleasure.
Cheers, Graham. Thanks, Kat. Thanks Bye-bye. For your patience. Thanks very much. Thanks to everyone who's taken part in tonight's show, another wide and varied list of subjects. Thanks to you all. We're back again tomorrow night at 10:30. Mike will be here. Edwin will be here, I think. Yes, we're all, but no one's going on holiday. And Faye's here as well. We'll see you then at 10:30. In the meantime, I'll leave you with this. What was it? A stool ball.
Stool ball.
Not a turn.